you understand that? Have we come far enough that I can show you that where you, when you say, I worship you, Holy Ghost, you begin interacting with God in a way that other people can't get there unless they worship God. God who? God the Holy Ghost. So you got to go into that space. Create that space. Live in that space. And then you'll be able to bring other people into the space.
Holy Ghost, your God in the earth today.
To write the same things to you. Meaning he's written things before, now he's writing the same thing again. Say again. Again. Say again, again. And again, and again, right? Why does it seem like he's saying the same thing over and he's saying, oh, it might be grievous to you, right? It's not grievous to me. Say, it's not grievous to me.
It's not grievous to me.
And then he goes, then he says, for you it is safe. And you look at this word safe, it's for your safety. It's so you fail not. Mm-hmm. See, because lots of times, you know, you hear something and then you forget it. You ever forget something? How much more on a Sunday morning when you're barely awake, right? You forget things. So, you know, the preacher has to get up and he says the same thing. It seems like, oh, I mean, like a broken record. It just goes over and over. And, oh, you don't even know what a broken record is if you're too young. Or a skip in a record. It plays the same thing, the same thing, the same thing, the same thing. And it sounds like you're saying the same thing. You are. But it's for your safety so that you get what you're supposed to get and you don't trip over it and mess up. Are you here? Yes. It's for your safety so you fail not. Do you want to fail? Then you're gonna have to have someone like me telling you the things that'll cause you not to fail over and over and over and over and over and over. Are you getting annoyed yet? And over a little bit. See, now that's where you gotta go. Because you're hearing it so much, it's washing over your brain, it's rewiring things, you're starting to think different. So let's look at let's go to verse 3. Well, let's look at verse 2 just because it's between verse 1 and verse 3, and we'll read it. Beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, and beware of the concision. Now, I'm not going to spend any time on these things, but he's not necessarily just talking about dogs, right? See, here it is. Beware of dogs. It means something else, okay? Verse 3, for we are the circumcision which worship God. Say, worship God.
Worship God.
In the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. We read it again. For we are of the circumcision which worship God. Say, worship God.
Worship God.
And then if you have, at least in the King James, it says in the Spirit. Now sometimes, you know, I love the King James, I use it for my launching point many times, but sometimes they don't translate things the right way, or they translate things in a way that they're trying to make it say something that it's not. If you, the words in the don't exist, they just put them in there. The Greek says worship God Spirit. We are they that worship God, the Spirit. Are you here?
Hallelujah.
And then it goes on to say, and rejoice in Christ. Now that in is there. Are you seeing this at all? Because it totally changes that if, oh, we worship God in the Spirit. God could be anything, but it's not saying that. Are you here? It sounds like you keep saying the same thing over and over. Every week it's the same thing. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and you walk with him by saying words. What, do you want me to change my message? The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. That's how you walk with him. The problem is we have preaching from all these other areas, and it messes people up. Even this, it says, for we are the circumcision which worship God. We all get that, right? If you just cross out those two words in the, because they're not there in the Greek, it says worship God Spirit. We worship God the Spirit. All right, worship, the Greek word is latrao. I'm probably not saying that right, but it means to worship God. What do you think that one is? Theos. We've heard of that before, right? Are you here? This is more important than I think you think it is. We worship God. We worship Theos. The very next word is pneuma, and they don't put a capital there. So the whole idea of this verse that they in the King James says, we worship God, capital, in the Spirit, meaning that's the way we're doing it. It's not just the way we're doing it, it's who we're worshiping. Right. We worship God, the Spirit, Theos, pneuma. We're there, we are they who worship Theos, pneuma. That's the Greek. Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. Say, we are they,
we are they.
Who worship
Theos,
pneuma. If you were Greek, if you were Greek, that's how you would say it. I worship Theos, pneuma. Are you seeing this? And rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. I hope you're getting this. I'm not just trying to beat on the same thing over and over again for no reason. I'm trying to show you that the more you see, the more you worship the Holy Ghost, the more you will see that everything is Holy Ghost centric. Spirit, 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 Spirit. But we've been trained some other way. Are you getting this? In means the instrumentality of. So it's not that we're worshiping God by the instrumentality of the Spirit. That's where most people are. Yes, I worship God because His Spirit moves on me so I can worship God. No, you're worshiping God, the Spirit. He's God in the earth today. We worship Him. Are you seeing this? I hope you are. See, now I feel like I'm beating on the same thing over and over again. But it's for your benefit. It's for your safety. If you don't stay in this safety benefit area, then you go off in some other area, and then you just got some religious thing going on. How many of you know a lot of people just got some religious thing going on? Hey, you're one of those with some religious thing going on. Do you want a religious thing going on, or you want the truth? Well, He's the Spirit of Truth. When you worship Him, you will be worshiping the Spirit of Truth. I find these all the time, new things that I'm like, oh wait, this isn't saying what it should be saying, and that's why, right? Okay, we worship Theos Pneuma. We worship God the Spirit. Because people say, oh, you don't worship the Spirit of God, He doesn't speak of Himself. We've been down that road 1,000 times. Who do you worship? We're of those that worship the Spirit of God. Yes. See, and they put it backwards, we put it the other way because it makes more sense to us. Mm-hmm. We don't just worship God by the means of His Spirit. We actually worship God's Spirit, the Spirit of God. It's not even God's Spirit, it's who He is. He's God in the earth today. See, these things in English, it confuses stuff. You got to say them the right way or it means something else. Language is like that. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? Because you go, I tell you, you go and you say, oh, I worship the Spirit of God. What are you of? Oh, I'm of they who worship the Spirit of God. Or God the Spirit. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, oh, you're weird. No, I'm not weird. I'm scriptural. You're religious. Are you here? So, when you worship the Spirit of God, does anything happen to you? Things change. Everything changes, and specifically all those religious things changes. When you worship the Spirit of God, you create a space for you to walk with God, the Holy Ghost, in. Are you here? Mm-hmm. When I go, I worship you, Holy Ghost. I worshiP you, Holy Ghost. I, Andrew Hemstrom, worship you, Holy Ghost. I begin to create a space. Say a space. That I walk with God in. And it's different than anybody else's. This message is different than anybody else's, like it or not. Right? And then your space expands. It grows into something that's completely different. It's something that nobody else really has right now. It won't be that way in the future. And I'm not leading you off into some strange direction. I'm telling you this over and over for your safety, for your benefit. You're with the Spirit of God. You're worshiping the Holy Ghost. Are you getting this? You're creating a space for that you can walk in. So you're creating a space that you want to be in. Is this making sense? When you worship the Holy Ghost, what else are you creating? You're creating a space that you would want other people to be in. That's why you tell other people. That's why I tell everybody about it. You got to worship the Holy Ghost. You're missing it if you're not worshiping the Holy Ghost. We're of they who worship Holy Ghost. God the Holy Ghost. Well, that's different than others. No kidding. It shouldn't be. So you're creating a space that you want to be in. You're creating a space for other people to be in. You have something that nobody else has. And you have unique benefits that come from this space. Say this space.
Space.
That can't be had from other spaces. That's a spacey message. You understand that? Have we come far enough that I could show you that where you go when you say I worship you Holy Ghost, you begin interacting with God in a way that other people can't get there unless they worship God. God who? God the Holy Ghost. So you got to go into that space, create that space, live in that space, and then you'll be able to bring other people into the space. All right. Create a space that you want other people. You have something that no one else has. It's unique, and there's unique benefits that come from that space. Think about Jesus. What did Jesus say? When the Spirit of God comes, he's going to do all of these things for you. Well, if you're not worshiping him and walking with him, he's not going to do all of those things for you in the capacity, or at least at the level that he will do it for you and not for other people. Hey, and I've been telling people this the whole time. This is what happens. You go into the room of the Holy Ghost worship, and then something begins to change. The room expands. It begins to rewrite your code. It rewrites all of your code. And that stuff doesn't even work anymore. You're like, things that used to taste good don't taste good anymore. They've been rewritten. What if I don't keep reminding you of it? Then what happens is you go back. You revert to the old. You start running Windows 98, which was really good in 98. You have something unique with unique benefits. As we enter this together, say together. As we enter this together, we shall establish the new for all the world to see and receive. Are you getting this? This is how God does things. He doesn't start with a giant group of people. He starts with a small group of people and sees that they'll go for it. Are they gonna go for it? Are they gonna go for it? Like when you're talking to the dog, beware of dogs. Are you gonna go for it? I try to introduce levity into these things so people don't hate me so much. Go to Acts Chapter 1. Holy Ghost worship. Acts chapter 1, and let's see, verse 8. But you shall receive power. Who's saying this? Jesus is saying this. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. But you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. So when would this power begin? After. So there's a beginning that comes after something. The beginning comes after Jesus left. The beginning comes after the Holy Ghost comes on you. Where do we begin then? With the Holy Ghost. Are you seeing this? And he's going to go on talking about witnessing. When does your witnessing begin? What does your witnessing begin with? The Holy Ghost. Most people don't begin witnessing with the Holy Ghost. Most people begin witnessing with something else. A road that the Romans built. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you, and you shall be witnesses to me. Right? Unto me, both in Jerusalem and in Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost parts of the world. You shall be witnesses. Say, shall be witnesses.
Shall be witnesses.
It didn't say you shall go witnessing, did it? See, now I'm gonna be touching on a few things this morning that are very prickly to most people because we've been so indoctrinated, say indoctrinated, that we think it has to be that way. And if our new way doesn't fit that way, then something's wrong. And then we try to take the new way and cram it into the old way, somehow make it fit. When really, the old way was just bad code. It wasn't right. Something was not right about it. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come on you. So it begins with the Holy Ghost. You shall be witnesses. So you're going to begin witnessing, beginning with the Holy Ghost. Meaning, so the first thing you should be saying out your mouth is something about the Holy Ghost. Remember in Acts chapter 19, what did Paul say? Have you received the Holy Ghost? Now, I realize this is going to be flipped up upside down because most people go out witnessing with the Romans road and they'll never even get to the Holy Ghost because that doesn't really matter. That's something later. Which is why people almost never get there that way. If the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today and you walk with him by saying, what should we be talking about? If you're a Holy Ghost worshiper and you're in this space that you're trying to bring other people into, what should you be talking about? You in that space with the Holy Ghost. You should be talking about the Holy Ghost. You're witnesses to the Holy Ghost. Are you getting this? All right. You shall be a witness. Now, being a witness is what? It's not just witnessing, it's being a witness. Living an example, you're something that this other person isn't. Oh, you're something, all right. You're going to be a witness, meaning you're going to live a different way, you're going to talk a different way, you're going to think a different way, and there's going to have different results on you. Well, think about Holy Ghost worshipers. Should they be having different results? Should they be thinking a different way? Are they worshiping seemingly a different God? Yeah, they worship the Holy. We're of they that worship the Holy Ghost. It's different. You should be me. Try to, you know, punch holes through this stuff all the time. I get up here every week and I do the same thing. Punching more holes in religious garbage that's been holding people back. Because they're not worshiping God in the earth today. That's the point. We're supposed to bring people into the worship of God the Holy Ghost in the earth today. But we got some other witness program that takes people down a road that'll never get them there. And then when they get there, they got to have everything rewritten. Because they didn't begin with the Holy Ghost. They begin with the Holy Ghost. How many times have I taken you to scriptures where say this is where it began? It begins with the Holy Ghost. Having begun in the Spirit. Right? And if you're a Holy Ghost worshiper and you're going to witness, and the witness is your testimony to people, you're going to be testifying of what has changed in you since you began worshiping the Holy Ghost. That's your witness. That's how people, you're in a space of Holy Ghost worship, prospering and in health, and you're going to witness to other people, if you do begin to tell them about this, that, hey, I'm in this room of Holy Ghost worship. That's where you should come. Right? You witness with your testimony, and the Holy Ghost also bears witness. You know that? I'm not going to take you there, but it says the Holy Ghost also bears witness. Is he witnessing too? No, he's bearing witnesses, meaning he's doing something that testifies to other people that this is true. Your witness should go something like this. When I began to worship the Holy Ghost and say, I worship you, Holy Ghost, things began to change for me. Right? What is that going to do to people who hear that testimony? They're going to go, oh, well, maybe I should come into that space that you're in of Holy Ghost worship. Are you seeing this? I can tell I have much more kicking over of sacred cows to do. If the Holy Ghost is good, what dispensation are we in? Who are we trying to get people to come into? Die when they go to heaven? No, we're trying to get people to come into walking with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, by saying words. That's where we begin. And if we begin there, the last from the first, the first from the, we have to begin there, and that's where they will end up. If we just tell them about Jesus died for your sins so that when you die you can go to heaven, where do they end up? They end up dying and going to heaven, but they don't walk with God, the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, by saying words. That's your space, that's your testimony. And I'm not poo-pooing on what Jesus did. What he did brought us to this place. But that's where we need to begin. Having begun with the Spirit, we receive the Spirit, we worship the Spirit of world. They of those were of they or of those that worship God, Pneuma, the Spirit of God. Are you here? So if my testimony is when I began saying I worship you, Holy Ghost, things began to change for me, how can that possibly happen if you don't worship the Spirit of God? You can't have that testimony. That's why very few have that testimony right now, because they're not doing it. Nah. Right? Why do I have this testimony every time I come here? Ah, Spirit of God, Spirit of God, Spirit of God. Because I worship the Spirit of God and I've been completely altered. Brother, you're altered. Yeah, no kidding. And things are working differently. I'm in a different space, and I have to use words like space because I don't know how to describe it. I tried to bring you into my space. But it's by worshiping the Spirit of God. Have I given you enough scriptures? I mean, I give you scriptures every single week that say that the Holy Ghost is God. He's in the earth today. We walk with him by saying words. We're supposed to worship him. It's our spiritual service. It's our spiritual worship. We worship God. I showed you another verse of scripture today in Philippians 3:3 that you probably never even seen in that light before. Why do you see these things in a different light? Is because, right? Now that I'm in that different space, my testimony is different. What's my testimony about? God the Holy Ghost being God in the earth today, and you walk with him by saying words. Right? All right. So I said, hey, well, if that's your testimony, how could that be your testimony if you don't worship the Spirit of God, and you don't worship the Spirit of God enough to be changed yourself? 1 Peter 3:15 says, always be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is in you. Well, how's that? How are you going to be prepared to give an answer for the hope that is in you if you're not prepared with the hope that is in you? Our gospel should be bringing people into a relationship with God in the earth today, and not just dying and going to heaven. That's going to happen anyways. This is so much fun. We've been so indoctrinated about witnessing that the word witnessing itself drips with religious venom. Right? I mean, I can't tell you, I'm almost forced into complete guilt that as soon as you get born again, you made Jesus Lord. Now you got to go out and win people to Jesus. Tell them to receive Jesus in your heart, right? From day one, now you got to, that's your purpose now. That's your special purpose in life now, is to get somebody else saved. What about me? I just got saved. What about me living in all the benefits that God has for me? What about me walking with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today? I'll talk about foreign words. So we go through years and years and years of religious indoctrination, trying to drag people down the Romans road so that they too can die and go to heaven. Are you here? It's not about dying and going to heaven. It's about living with the living God in the earth today. And he does things for you because you're walking with him. We've been so indoctrinated about the Romans. Have you ever heard of the Romans Road, or am I just the Romans Road? You walk people down the Romans Road, and at the end of the Romans Road, they will have an assurance of their salvation that when they die, they will go to heaven. Okay, that's the point. That's the point of the gospel. Then why didn't God just come down and kill everybody and take them to heaven? That's not the point. It was never the point. God wanted to walk with somebody in the earth. Who's the somebody? Holy Ghost. From the beginning, the Spirit of God. Now we're at the end. The first lap. Now we're at the end where we've come through all of this stuff, and now we're walking the same way with the Spirit of God in the earth. That's where the gospel should be taking you. That's where witnessing should be taking a convert into the holy, a relationship with the Holy Ghost and him doing things for them in the earth. We've been so indoctrinated on the Romans Road that we must always have this checklist that we're trying to force our new gospel into, and it won't work because it doesn't belong there. If you look at Acts chapter 10, and then let's look at verse 44. Just to show you, okay, there's no Romans Road here. Acts chapter 4, verse 10. While Peter spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on them all that heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, because nobody was on the Romans Road. As many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost, for they heard them speak with other tongues and magnify God. Verse 47, can any man forbid water that these should not be baptized which have received? Say received. Receive the Holy Ghost as well as we. Well, this seems like the Holy Ghost just had everything backwards this time. Who did they receive? Jesus into their heart? No, they heard the word and they received, say received. Received. They received the Holy Ghost. Who did they first receive? The Holy Ghost. Where did they begin? With the Holy Ghost. Are you here? Mm-hmm. Let's go to John. A little out of order here with my notes, but nobody cares. John chapter 20. Verse 22. You there? John chapter 20, verse 22. Now this is Jesus. He's been raised from the dead. He's standing there with some of his disciples. You see the picture? And he's talking to them. Let me ask you first a question. Did they believe that Jesus was raised from the dead? Yes and no. They didn't need to believe. I don't need to believe that you're sitting in a chair right there. It's a fact. Say, it's a fact. It's a fact. It's a fact. There's certain facts. Say, there's certain facts.
There's certain
facts. Facts. It's a funny word. Fact. Jesus lived. Fact. Jesus died for your sins. Fact. Jesus was raised from the dead. Fact. Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. Those are facts. They're not, oh, I got, I must believe. Right? When he had said this, remember, Jesus is standing in front of them. They're probably in disbelief, frankly. It's like when Trump won the election. We've been praying and believing for it. And I'm like, really? I can't even believe it. I mean, I voted for him, and the person next to me, which was a Democrat, voted four times, and he still won. Dead people were voting for her. And you're like, you still in? Was I in belief? No, and I think, you know, that's one of the great things about fasting. Fasting does things even when your belief is not there. Fasting continues. Anyway, so here's Jesus standing in front of them. He said, and when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive me into your heart and take people down the Romans road. And at the end of the road, they too can die and go to heaven. Is that what he said?
No.
Now we've perverted the gospel because that's what we're all saying that he should have said. He didn't say that. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Every scholar that I could find, I couldn't find one that didn't say this was the first example of someone being regenerated and being born again.
Right.
Who did they receive to be born again? The Holy Ghost. What about all the things Jesus did? Those are facts. That's why the Holy Ghost is here. But you don't receive Jesus into your heart, you receive the Holy Ghost. Otherwise, Jesus would have said that, right? I mean, it sounds like sacrilege, but it's not. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Even over, let's go back in John a little bit more. I wasn't intending to go here, but why not? John chapter 3. How many of you know John chapter 3? 3:16. People quote it. Football players write it on their chest or something, right? John chapter 3. We're talking about Jesus and what he said about being born again, right? Let's look at verse 5. Jesus answered, very verily I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of what? You did not just say that to me. Be born of the Spirit. How are people born again? By receiving the Spirit of God. Are you here? I mean, we just read such one of these most religious verses of all time because it's been contorted into something that's not. We're born again by the Spirit of God. Look at this. This is Jesus telling them. Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Why? Because the kingdom of God is not in meat and drink, but in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. The kingdom of God is in the Holy Ghost. You receive the Holy Ghost, you go into the Holy Ghost. The gospel should be about the Holy Ghost being God in the earth today. You walk with him, you enter into his kingdom, and you walk with God, the Holy Ghost, in the earth, in his kingdom, in righteousness, peace, and joy. Are you getting this? And he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. He's born of the Spirit, cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit. What are you born of? The Spirit. How do you get born of the Spirit? What did Jesus say in John chapter 20 that we just read? Receive ye the Spirit. Born of the Spirit, receive ye the Spirit. Again, Jesus is starting to sound like a spirit, 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 spirit guy. Amen. Is he not?
Yep.
Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. And I don't think Jesus is going to talk about it again. I wonder what he's going to talk about. Verse 8, the wind blows where it listeth. Thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell whence it comes and whither it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Are you getting this? How do you get born of the Spirit? You receive the Spirit of God. Say,
I receive
the Spirit of God.
Spirit of God.
When you receive the Spirit of God, you begin to worship him because he is God. Right?
Yep.
You take the facts as being facts that Jesus did all the stuff he had to do and he sent the Holy Ghost. I believe that all the way up to here. See, I believe this and this and this and this and this and this. But all the facts, whether I believe them or not, doesn't really matter, because as soon as I receive the Spirit of God, it's saying that I believed all of that. Because the Spirit of God wouldn't be here without all of that. Are you getting this? We've put the emphasis in the wrong place. And it's why you don't have people walking with the Spirit of God as God in the earth today, because we haven't begun with the Spirit and ending up with the Spirit. We began with Jesus and end up in heaven because that's what Jesus did. Are you getting this? Is this making sense?
Mm-hmm.
Where does the Romans road lead? If you follow the Romans road, Where does it lead? All roads lead to Rome. No, it leads to heaven. You end up in heaven when you die. That's where the Romans road. That's where that gospel leads you. Our gospel shouldn't lead you to just heaven. That's a fact. That's also a fact. I got news for you. If you receive the Holy Ghost and you walk with the Holy Ghost as God in the earth today, where do you end up? In heaven. Fact. It's a fact. Because you can't worship the Holy Ghost and not go to heaven. He'll be there too. Where does the Romans road lead? To heaven when you die. Remember I told you, it's probably years ago now, that an angel blew in my ear, because I've been praying about this for so long. I said, why does everybody put everything off till heaven? And he said, because that's where their Lord is. They're waiting to go there. They're waiting for healing to take place there. We're not waiting for healing to take place there, because we're walking with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. Do you have to believe for healing when you go to heaven? No. It's a fact. It's another thing that's just a plain, simple fact. Yeah. All right. All that stuff is the old code, and it needs to be dug out. If you have any remnants of that old code in there, including the Romans road, it's going to trip you up, and you aren't going to be able to walk with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. I mean, whatever year this is, if you're still looking for an old Romans road so that you can go drive on it, it's probably not going to be very efficient, and it'll really be bumpy. There will be, you can find them. There's old Roman roads all over the place. But I don't recommend it in our day and age. Our object in witnessing, I tell you, it's very difficult to even talk about witnessing without all, because I went to classes on this. I've listened to tapes. I've read books. The best way to witness to people, right? I could take you through the Romans road, right? I'm sure. Well, it's not marked in this Bible because this is a new Bible. My old Bible would fall apart on the Romans road. Too many bumps. Couldn't go very fast. Our object in witnessing is not for people to die and go to heaven. That's an after effect. That's a fact. Our object in witnessing to people, our goal is not heaven, but is Holy Ghost worship. Where are they who worship the Spirit of God, right? Now go to 3 John. It's right after 2 John. The third epistle of John. Are you getting any of this? Let's look at verse 2. Beloved, I wish or pray or say, you know this by now, right? I say and wish and pray above all things that thou mayest prosper, say prosper, and be in health. Say, and be in health,
and be in health,
even as thy soul prospers. Right? What's God's? God wrote this. This is in your Bible. Holy Ghost, by the way, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. It was written by the Holy Ghost. Right? Yes. Who wrote this? The Holy Ghost. Well, what about him? Who's he? He's God in the earth today. And you walk with him by saying his words. What is his number one wish? That you prosper and be in health. So now we have a very solid, simple gospel of the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and you get to worship him. And when you worship him, there's going to be this prosperity and health above all things. Let me read this differently. Are you ready for this? This is the old code translation. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest die and go to heaven and have some prosperity and health when you get there. Maybe. But you won't care about it, because you'll take all your crowns and you'll throw them down, and you'll be so happy that you just have a nice white sheet to wear around. right? Is that perverted or what? I'm not perverting this. When I say the Holy Ghost wrote this and he said, I wish above all things. That means for you and you and you and you and you, and you, right? Above all things, God's plan is for you to prosper and be in hell. He didn't even mention dying and going to heaven. Generally, death is not the thing you want to be believing for. Let me ask you a question. Do you have to believe for death? Or is that a fact? It's a fact. You should be believing for life that pushes off death until it's under your feet. So here we have a gospel, and I'm trying to make this as simple as possible, that you it begins with the Holy Ghost, meeting the Holy Ghost. Jesus said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. How do people get born again? By receiving the Holy Ghost, and they get born of the Spirit, right? Mm-hmm. What about repentance? You didn't tell them to repent. By turning to God the Holy, say holy. The Holy Ghost, you're obviously turning from something else. You're turning from whatever else you were doing to, I'm going to worship you, Holy Ghost. You repented. That's what repent means, to turn around. Mm-hmm. And you start walking with the Holy Ghost, he's probably going to say, hey, don't do that. Mm-hmm. Right? Yep. Repentance is a fact. If you return to the Holy Ghost, you repented. But I didn't confess all of my sins, especially the ones when I was in junior high. I don't even remember those. Mm-hmm. Junior high? What even? What is that anymore? Right? Yeah. Turning to is the same thing from turning from. Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? It's a fact. Our object is, and witnessing is not to die and go to heaven. It's our goal is to have people worship the Holy Ghost. And in worshiping the Holy Ghost, you experience a level of prosperity and health that you can't experience outside of that. Are you getting this? Is that good news? The Holy Ghost wrote this, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health. So, is it wrong for me to tell people that God is the Holy Ghost, he's in the earth today, and his will for you is to prosper and be in health? That's the good news. That's the gospel. That's where it begins, that's where it ends. And then they receive the Spirit of God. And then they're born again by the Spirit of God, and then they're walking correctly with the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, right? Mm-hmm. Are you getting this? Mm-hmm. The goal is for people to walk with the Holy Ghost in prosperity and health that he brings to them. Are you getting this? That's good news. Is that simple? Is that offensive? Do we have to try to con people into it? No, we witness to them. We say, I worship the Holy Ghost. Whoa. And he prospers me and keeps me healthy. Say this, I worship the Holy Ghost. And he prospers me and heals me. That's a good gospel. That's a real gospel. That's a true gospel. What about dying and going to heaven? Most likely you will. Die, the die part, but you definitely will go to heaven. But it should be an afterthought. The problem is it hasn't been an afterthought, and that's why we've had people bogged up in this stuff. Are you getting this? I hope I'm getting this across. Our goal is to bring people into this space, into Holy Ghost worship, into God's will. What do you think God's will is? I will or wish above all things that they may prosper and be in health. That's God's will. You want to bring people into God's will? Who's God? The Holy Ghost. He's the only God in the earth today. You want to bring people into God's will? That should be the part of the gospel. That's what your point of the gospel is, to bring people into God's will. Well, we got to tell them about the Holy Ghost then. Yep. Have you received the Holy Ghost? Jesus said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Having begun in the Spirit. Are you getting this? Our goal is to bring people into Holy Ghost worship, which is God and God's will. God's will is what? That you prosper and be in health. All right. If this is our goal, then this is our testimony. That's what you're witnessing to. I'm witnessing to the fact that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. And when I enter this space of worshiping Him, I have things that you can't have otherwise. His will increases towards me. His willingness, say willingness.
Willingness.
Willingness to prosper and heal increases towards you. I've preached on this. Right? But the goal of our testimony is to bring other people in. In where? Where you are, in the space that you're in. That you're in. Are you getting this? If this is our goal, is this your goal? Or is your goal just to have people die and go to heaven? That's a fact. Anyway, if you have them worshiping the Holy Ghost, right? Glory be to God. So, if we had a new Romans road, which we don't really, maybe I'll work more on this. But the problem with me and the thing I kind of get blocked on is we always try to take these things, like the Romans road, and then force something else to conform to it so that we can do the same thing they did. But that's what I showed you with Cornelius and his household. God blew away that whole thing. None of that even mattered. They just received the Holy Ghost. They went right to the end, which is actually the beginning. We think we got to walk people through, walk there, through, and only if I go right in the right way and I don't miss any of these steps, are you actually going to be able to say that you're saved? Did Jesus do that when he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost"? He didn't seem too concerned about it. What about step 2 and 3? No, it was just receive the Holy Ghost. Especially in our day, Holy Ghost God in the earth today, when you begin worshiping Him, you've already done repenting because now you're worshiping Him. And those sins that, you know, may bug Him, He's going to tell you about it. When He has come, He will reprove the world of sin. So, when He has come, He will reprove the world of sin. Well, that means the world had to receive Him so that when He came, He would reprove them of it. Are you getting this? I just saw a crack in another door. I'm going to stick my foot in it. When He is come, how about if I'm a sinner and I receive the Holy Ghost? I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying. The Holy Ghost, He's God. He's in the earth today, and He wants to prosper me and make me healthy. I like prosperity and health. What do I got to do? I got to worry. You receive the Holy Ghost, and you worship Him. Would that mean when He is come into my life? When He is come, He will reprove the world of sin. He will reprove me of sin. What if He didn't yet? Oh, I got to get in His face and tell Him about it. You sinner. You need to repent of that. That's not my job. It's the Holy Ghost's job. Reprove the world of sin, righteousness. What about righteousness? Walking by saying, speaking in agreement. This is the righteousness of faith. Are you getting this? When does He teach you about the righteousness of faith? When He is come. So we got to have Him come first. Are you getting this? How do we get people to receive? We get them to receive the Holy Ghost. How are you going to get them to receive the Holy Ghost? You got to explain who the Holy Ghost is, that He's God in the earth today, and that He wants to walk with you when you worship Him and prosper you and have you be in health. Are you getting this? Seems like you're saying the same thing over and over and over. Yes, it's for your safety. Are you getting this? So, the new Romans road would look much like this. Again, I'm very tentative to go here because, like I said, we're trying to, I don't want to force what we're having into some new religious thing. Right? It should just be people telling people about the Holy Ghost, them receiving the Holy Ghost. And then instructing them about who the Holy Ghost. So, number one would to preach that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. How can people receive God in the earth today if they've not heard that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today? And the only God in the earth. So we preach that the Holy Ghost is God. Say, I preach that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. right? And he wants people to be prosperous and in health. And I tell you, people say, oh, you got your health, you got everything, right? No, you need some prosperity too. Right? You got to have them both. Why do you say above all things? Above all things means that it's above all things, right? So number one, we would preach that the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and his will is prosperity and health for you. I know it's for me, but if I'm witnessing and I'm taking people on a new Romans road, this is what I'm telling them. The Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. His will is for you to prosper and be in health, right? And it's the goodness of God that what? Leads men to what? Repentance. What is repentance? Turning from something else, which means turning to. Repentance can, it goes both ways. Say it goes both ways. It doesn't mean just turning from, you turn to something. Right? The goodness of God leads men to goodness of who? The Holy Ghost being God in the earth today and him wanting to prosper you and have you in health. And yes, you go to heaven when you die. The goodness of God, the Holy Ghost, leads people to turn towards him when we tell them about him. Are you getting this? It's pretty simple. This is more simple than the Romans road. Where's step number five? It really doesn't have to be if they hear you talk about the Holy Ghost and they turn towards him, right? Who he is. We tell people who he is. We preach that God the Holy Ghost is God in the earth today, and we tell them about who he is. He's a person. He's God Almighty. He's been here from the beginning. We're in this dispensation now. All of these things we can tell people. Are you getting this? He's in the earth. You walk with him by saying words. And say, well, how do you walk with him? You walk with him by saying words. And you know, all of these things are very expansive. You can go throughout and talk about all of these things. But you're talking about the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. Which will inevitably bring up, how did the Holy Ghost get in the earth today? Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. Jesus is the one that sent the Holy Ghost. The fact that he's here is the fact that Jesus accomplished his mission. Right?
Yes.
But I'm talking about Jesus. The first thing I need to be talking about is the Holy Ghost. Receive ye the Holy Ghost, having begun in the Spirit. Right? We began witnessing with the Holy Ghost. You could even say, do you believe Jesus sent the Holy Ghost? Do you believe Jesus sent the Holy Ghost? If you believe Jesus sent the Holy Ghost, where are you today? With the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today. Jesus sent another. Fact, I wrote it down this way. Fact, Jesus paid for our sins. Fact, Jesus rose from the dead. Fact, Jesus sent the Holy Ghost. He sent the another. Where are we today? We should be talking about where we are today if that's where we want people to go. Are you getting this? Then we say, receive ye the Spirit. It's as simple as that. How did Jesus tell people they were going to get born again? When they received the Spirit. You must be born of the Spirit. Jesus said, receive ye the Spirit. He used those words, receive ye the Spirit. Paul said to these people that seemed to have some kind of religious something going on, he said, have you received the Spirit? Why would that be the first thing that Paul said to somebody when he met them? First thing he saw when he met them, first thing he said, have you received the Spirit? Because they weren't born again. Couldn't be if they didn't receive the Spirit, according to verses I just showed you. Are you here? So the third would be, receive the Spirit by saying. How do you think you're going to receive the Spirit? You're going to have to start to say something. On the day of Pentecost, they began to speak with all the tongues as the Spirit gives you out. But you can receive the Spirit by saying, I receive you, Holy Ghost. Right? He will lead you into those other things, but we're receiving a person. You don't receive Jesus into your heart, you receive the Holy Ghost. Are you getting this? Holy Ghost is God in the earth today. He wants you to prosper and be in health. Then you got to receive the Holy Ghost. And you have some description things going on in there, answering people's questions. Well, who's the Holy Ghost? He's the one Jesus sent. He's a person. He's in the earth. It's his dispensation. It's his will for you to prosper and be in health. Well, how do I do it? How do I do it? You got to receive him. And then you begin worshiping him. We're of those who worship Theos Pneuma. Right? What are you? I'm one of those. It begins and ends with the Holy Ghost. This rips out all of that old code. You getting this? I know. Believe me, I'm tentative on a lot of this stuff too, because I've had all of that stuff drilled into me over the years that this is how you do it. But then you get into Holy Ghost worship and all of that stuff, it goes away. Should have been gone a long time ago. Zero of the old code. So the objective is Holy Ghost worship, making people of those who worship the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost, who's God in the earth today, and him prospering them and keeping them in health. Are you getting this? Then your prayer would go something like this. See, I wrote this stuff down. Yeah, that would be what, step six on the Romans road? I don't know. And again, I'm trying to walk tentatively on this stuff because it's full of potholes. I'm not trying to say this is dogma, but this is a way it could go. Like, I even wrote it down, like, it would go something like this. The prayer will be, I receive you, Holy Ghost. Right? How did they get born again when Jesus said to them? He said, receive ye the Spirit of God. Well, if we walk with God by saying, what's a good word to use if you're going to receive the Spirit of God? By saying, you might want to say, I receive you, Holy Ghost. See? I worship you, Holy Ghost. I believe Jesus sent you into the earth. And you could go on, you could say, I believe that Jesus died for my sins and was raised from the dead and sent you into the earth. I receive you, Holy Ghost. You see, the problem here, and I can sense it in myself, that those things, when you begin introducing those things, it tends to, especially people that have heard the gospel the way we've heard it all these years, it tends to railroad us off back, because that's some of the old code. We want to go back down there. You don't need to go back down there. All that stuff is a fact. You're just stating facts. You're not receiving Jesus. You're just stating the facts that this is what he did. That's how the Holy Ghost got here. Fact, Jesus paid for your sins. Fact, Jesus paid for the neighbor's sins. Whether they ever received the Holy Ghost or not, just a fact. You're just stating facts. Right? You are God in the earth today, and I walk with you by saying these words. The words that I just said. I receive you, Holy Ghost. I worship you, Holy Ghost. Do you see the I receive you? Would it be wrong for somebody to say, I receive you, Holy Ghost? If they knew who the Holy Ghost was and how he got here, what would that do to them? According to the scriptures, they would be born again. According to the scriptures, right? You are God in the earth today. I walk with you by saying these words. I now have, and I'm talking about this prayer here, I now have faith and fully expect prosperity and health. Why would that be? Because now you're in that room of Holy Ghost worship. I just worship the Holy Ghost. I receive the Holy Ghost. I worship the Holy Ghost. Now I fully expect and have faith that I have prosperity and health. Are you getting this? This is too simple, is it not? This is very simple. And if you wanted to, because you felt like you needed to go, and I have a place in heaven if I were to die. Right? And again, once again, you get caught up in these things because you feel like they have to be somehow shoved into this when it doesn't have to. If someone turns to the Holy Ghost, they repented. I don't have to talk about repentance because they're turning to him. They know who he is. Are you getting this? This sounds very different than the Romans Road I was taught. Yeah. But our object isn't to get people to die and go to heaven. Our object is to get people to walk with God in the earth today, which is what God's object was.
Amen.
And you say, thank you, Holy Ghost, you are my God, and I worship you. Right? What point are we, why are we beating people over the head with their sins? I missed that part. Did you talk about that? No, we don't have to. When he is come, he reproves them. That's his job, not my job. All right, glory be to God. Remember that one? I'll just mention this. Remember the one sinner that came in and he went into the temple of God and he just bowed his head and he said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. The Bible says he went home justified. Very few people in those four gospels there, and it says that about that he went home justified. All he did was he acknowledged God and he said, forgive me, I'm a sinner. But he acknowledged God. It's the same thing. When we acknowledge the Holy Ghost, we're turning to him. Where was the Romans Road for that guy? All right, do you get this? So if you're out there and you've never received the Holy Ghost, you could pray this with me. You all right about this? Is everybody in here? Just say these words out loud. I receive you, Holy Ghost.
I receive you, Holy Ghost.
I worship you, Holy Ghost.
I worship you, Holy Ghost.
I believe Jesus sent you,
I believe Jesus sent you
into the earth.
Into the earth.
And I receive you.
And I receive you.
You are God in the earth today.
And I walk with you
by saying these words.
I now have
faith and fully expect
prosperity
and health.
Thank you, Holy Ghost.
You are my God,
and I worship you.
If you did that, you're now in the family of God. You have a brother in heaven named Jesus who prays for you every day. You actually have a father in heaven. But the best thing you have is a God in the earth today that you can walk with, and he will prosper you and make you healthy and give you a great life. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
Holy Ghost, struck God.